This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And let's bring in our buddy Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, CBS NFL analyst as well. B, did you expect this? I think a lot of people thought that Stafford was on his way out and he was going to get a chance to pick his team and where he wanted to go. But he decides to stay with the restructured deal. Now, we do not know what the deal is going to look like, but we do know he was seeking at least $100 million over the next 2 years in guarantees.
Yeah, you know what? I wasn't expecting this, honestly, because it felt like both sides were willing to depart and separate. But I can tell you this much. I think this was the best move for either side. You know, when you look at the Rams, clearly Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford has been overly successful pairing with each other. You look at what happened in the NFC Championship game. I mean, I'm sorry, the wild card game. They were a position away from beating the Eagles, and they actually played against the Eagles better than any team the Eagles faced throughout the postseason. And they were able to do so with a lot of players that you don't really recognize as outstanding stars. You know what I mean? Now, of course, through the season, guys developed to be those type of players. But if you look at their roster compared to some of the other teams in the playoffs, you mean you wouldn't expect for their team to be as talented and as productive as they've been. And then for Matthew Stafford, I mean, you with Sean McVay, you put up outstanding numbers. With Sean McVay as a team, you found ways to win ball games. If you got traded to the Raiders or the Giants or some other organization, it's probably safe to say you wouldn't have seen the overall team success that you've seen in L.A.
B, when it comes to other quarterback movement, word just coming down out of New York that Aaron Rodgers and the New York Giants have spoken about a potential marriage there. I don't think that fits the timeline for Aaron Rodgers at all, but apparently he doesn't want to move out of the New York area. He likes it there, and he also is a really big fan of Malik Nabers. That could be a deadly combination there, but they're not winning a Super Bowl anytime soon, and he's 40-something years old, B.
Hey, that's like a lateral move for Aaron Rodgers at best. Best case scenario, that's a lateral move. To your point, Chris, the New York Giants, they're not a really, really good team. And I don't think they're going to be a much better team than what we saw in 2024. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, do you want to go into a situation where you got to kind of be the savior for your team to be successful, right? And at his stage in his career, I don't know if he has what it takes to be able to bail out an entire team. And then think about this. The issue for the New York Giants over the last 5+ years offensively has been what? Offensive line play. So now, Aaron Rodgers, you just came from a bad situation in the Jets when you talk about the inability for their offensive linemen to protect you. It's going to get worse in New York because their offensive line, there's no better than what you just had in the New York Jets. So I don't see how it will work out, especially for Aaron Rodgers. But if you're the New York Giants, I mean, you still can go ahead and draft a bridge quarterback and maybe take a quarterback high in the second round. And just know that, you know, this is our bridge guy to whoever the new quarterback will be that you decide to select in the draft.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris in for Mike today as we talk to our man, Brian McFadden. All things covered as the podcast. And we talk to as all this stuff is going on now in the offseason. You know, we've been keeping a close eye on the combine. I want to get your thoughts on the quarterbacks. Since we're talking about the free agent quarterbacks, what about the quarterbacks in this draft? Shedeur Sanders spoke today. We'll let you hear a little bit of what he had to say. Arrogant, a little bit. Cocky, yeah. But you know what? That's what he comes from, right, B? I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less from a guy named, you know, Sanders. And so today when he says, look, I'm willing to go anywhere and make it work. I had six offensive coordinators in my college tenure. I thought it was an interesting point, basically saying the whole idea of me picking up any offense is ridiculous.
Yeah, and the thing also, too, when you look at Shedeur Sanders, I understand some people might be annoyed with how he feels and his confidence, but I like that because he is who he is. But name me another quarterback in college football that have played major college football guys that have been comfortable being uncomfortable like Shedeur Sanders. To your point, multiple offensive coordinators he had to adjust to. Multiple offensive schemes he had to prepare for, right? And then offensive line play. They could not run the football. They had no running game, and they couldn't pass protect. He was one of the more sacked quarterbacks of the last two seasons in college football. But if you look at his numbers and you did a blind resume, you wouldn't know because he still stood in the paint and he found ways to deliver against whoever it was he was playing against. And then you look at being a high-drafted quarterback, you guys know this, you're going into a really tough situation, right? You're going into a situation like Caleb Williams did. Offensive line was atrocious, and that really hurt him. But the thing about Shedeur Sanders, he's used to being uncomfortable. So I love that because you're going to go in a situation, whatever organization decides to draft you, is going to be uncomfortable moments throughout the season, and you're going to still need to deliver, and he's shown the ability to do that.
B, how much stock do you put in a combine warrior versus a guy that's shown it on the field week in and week out in college football? Because we saw Shamar Stewart basically set combine records all day yesterday, but he simply didn't show out at A&M. So should a team take a chance on that high, or should you wait a little bit further back in the draft?
You know what? What I do is, Chris, I look at the system.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
They were a part of in college. Because to your point, Shamar Stewart had a great combine, which I wasn't surprised because he's always been a superior athlete. But then if you look at what he did at the Senior Bowl, right, what turned on for him at the Senior Bowl? He was unblockable. We saw bursts. We saw a toughness. We saw the ability to be a disruptor. But we saw that in a week of play at the Senior Bowl, but we didn't see that time and time again at A&M. You know why? Because of their defensive scheme there. Oftentimes when you watch A&M, especially a year ago, you didn't see their defensive linemen being disruptors. And what I mean when I say that, playing on the opposite end of the line of scrimmage, trying to be penetrators. Oftentimes you saw them catching. Now, was that something that was coached? It seemed to be. Because if you look at the opposite defensive end, opposite of Shamar Stewart, it was Nick Scorton. Before Nick transferred to A&M, he was at Purdue. He was a double-digit sack guy at Purdue. And we're talking about that. That's the year that Michigan won the national championship. When you look at some of the defenders they had, along with Ohio State and some of the other teams at Penn State, Nick Scorton was the best pass rusher. But then when he went to A&M, we didn't see the same production. And it's hard to really imagine that because you're telling me Nick Scorton, who potentially could be a first-rounder, was playing opposite of another first-rounder. How many defensive line units in college football had two potential first-round defensive ends? Not a lot. But because of their scheme, you didn't see either guy be as dominant as they could be. So that's why I say I don't put a lot of, you know, I don't put a lot of attention on what we didn't see from Shamar Stewart. From the individual side of things, it was more about what they wanted their defensive linemen to do more so than the individuals.
B, you played defensive back in the National Football League, won two Super Bowls. What do you think about this crop of corners? Because that is an area that the Falcons could also certainly look at. And if any of these edge guys are not there, potentially, they could go with the top corner in this draft.
Yeah, well, this cornerback class, my personal opinion about it, is not as deep as we've seen in years past, me personally. But there's still good value. I think for Atlanta in round one and round two, guys, you got to go defense. You got to go defense. You got to go find some guys that look like what they hunt. And those are guys that put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Then you got to go find guys that can play some good football in the secondary. So for Atlanta, when it comes to first and second round, pick and choose. You know, which direction are you going? But you got to go guys that put their hand in the dirt, and then you got to go get a cover guy. And when you look at what the Falcons potentially could select in the second round, I mean, you got some quality names available, second round potential. Denzel Burke from Ohio State could be a guy that could be available. Darian Porter from Iowa State, round 6'3", 6'4", very, very lengthy corner. Definitely could be a second-round type talent. You know, Trey Amos from Mississippi could be a second-round potential guy as well. So those are some names to monitor in terms of second-round value, because I do believe, guys, the first-round pick for Atlanta should be a guy that can go put pressure on the opposing quarterbacks, in my opinion. And then you go get you a corner in the second round.
You know, before we let you out of here, B, we got to ask about your boys because it's the gift that keeps on giving. One day it's Russ. One day it's Justin Fields. One day it's somebody else. Where's your gauge at right now with what they're going to do at QB?
My gauge, it should be Justin Fields, man. That's my gauge. And here's why. Justin Fields is only 25. So there's still upside there. There's still potential there. Justin Fields probably would be cheaper than Russell Wilson because he only played 6 games for the Pittsburgh Steelers compared to the bigger workload by Russell. So give me the guy who you can get at a cheaper rate, and give me the guy that also provides a sense of youth. And then the last thing in terms of those two players, guys, one thing we know about Russell Wilson, right? If the pocket isn't clean, two things will happen for sure. He's going to take a sack or he's throwing the ball into the second row. At least Justin Fields can buy time. That's the thing. Right, and you're talking about an offense that lacks playmakers. So Justin Fields would be my guy. But, you know, unfortunately, I don't get paid the type of money that's deserving to make that call. So we got to see how it plays out.
Don't you think, though, that call finally could cost Mike T his job? Seriously.
Wow. You know what? In terms of job security, making that – no, I don't think so. I think – Mike Tomlin's job security is very, very safe. It wouldn't be in question if he went the wrong direction. Because you got to look at what he did in making the move mid-season, right? I mean, they were 4-2 in a 6-game stretch, and he went Russell, and it looked well. And then, of course, it kind of flatlined towards the end of the season. So I think Mike Tomlin understands, regardless of the direction he goes, his job security is safe. There's nothing to really think about for him until we see otherwise because of how consistent he's been. So maybe that will play in a part because, you know, when your job security is on the line, you might do things a little differently. But for him, his job security is not in question, and it wouldn't be in question regardless of which quarterback he decides to pick.
Bryant McFadden, All Things Covered, the podcast. Of course, NFL analyst for CBS Sports, guys. Check him out. BMAC, always a pleasure, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.